thoughts, and dial in toll free at 1-800-450-FREE. Gotta get used to this new number.
I like the whoops thing, though. Do that again.
Whoops. 855-450-3733. That is our brand new number. I know you're getting used to it, too. 1-855-450-FREE. You can dial in. You can bring up anything you want. For those of you just tuning in, it is Ian here with you tonight.
And Michelle.
And Mark.
We are talking about the Renton Police Department in Washington. Now, I've never heard of Renton. This sounds like it's a relatively small area in the Washington state zone.
Why are you looking at me?
Aren't you from, like, Western Oregon or something?
I'm from the whole West Coast. I lived on some islands in Washington State, but I have no idea where Renton is.
Well, I hold you responsible for figuring it out then.
I should know everything anyway.
According to Wikipedia, it's a little bit on the large side, but population total 90,000, Renton, Washington.
Huge for a town on the West Coast. Oregon or Washington.
I got to say, I mean, you know, for 90,000, I know a lot of towns are smaller than that.
So, Mark, you're telling us about a cartoonist that nobody knows named Mr. Fiddlesticks, and he's been creating, well, not really his cartoons. I mean, he didn't do animation. When you hear the words cartoonist, you think somebody who's drawing original product. What he's done is he's used, and I don't know what the website is, but there's this website out there, probably more than one of them, that allows you to create these scenes with characters. You kind of place the pick the scene, and you pick the voices of the characters or something like that, and then you type a bunch of text in as to what each character is supposed to say. You can switch around different cameras in this scene. They're basically just like the most, it's almost like having those play school things for little kids where the little play school characters. Have you seen these?
Absolutely. I remember them. I had the barn and the house. And,
yeah, very, very basic looking kind of characters. They look like them except in a video. Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of the cartoon is always this XN and kind of like bubble letters.
XN. Okay. Extra normal, I think, is what that stands for.
Yeah, I think you're right.
XTRA normal. Anyway, it is a way for anybody to go and create their own little YouTube video with characters speaking and interacting to some
They
extent.
Use little robot voices.
Yeah, it's all completely automated.
Little robot voices.
Right. It can be very amusing depending on the content of the text.
I've done everything I can to get a promotion, but now I'm thinking that maybe I need to go and, I don't know, spread my legs. I mean,
it's pretty close to what what was said on the video.
Right, and so basically what has happened is somebody has created these videos, they put them online, they were seen by the people in the Renton Police Department, and they're essentially calling out the Renton PD for being corrupt, and they're calling out some of the corrupt practices within the Renton Police Department. Of course, the things that happen in the Renton Police Department aren't any different from what happens in police departments all across the country. You've got cops stealing things, you've got cops forcing sex on women, and you've got all kinds of just horrible things that the police do. It's just that these cops are pretty upset about this. They're upset that their internal affairs information has been kind of splayed out for everyone to see on YouTube, and so now they're conducting an investigation, with the intent of finding out who Mr. Fiddlesticks is. So, Mark, where is this story coming from again?
It's
Cairo.
Cairo. It's a
TV station
out there somewhere on the West Coast.
Are they hoping to prosecute Mr. Fiddlesticks on something?
Yes, they're trying to get him for stalking.
Stalking.
Yes. Which I don't know how you can claim that he's stalking. But anyway, he really, from the verbiage in these videos, you'd think he was an insider. But anyway, it goes on. For example, the search warrant says one cartoon statement discussed a past incident that's already been investigated regarding a dating relationship a female detective had with a suspect. An embarrassing revelation. Yes, but criminal? We asked attorney Venkat, Balasubramani, to review several parody videos in the court
documents. A Pakistani man.
It might be. He's an expert in cyber law and constitutional issues. The cyber stalking angle doesn't pass the laugh test, Mr. B here said. He told Cairo TV, it's a serious stretch, and I'd be surprised if someone looked at it and realistically thought these acts actually fit the statute and we could make somebody criminally liable. When we were asked about a more likely scenario, Mr. B said, I think they were likely to get a speaker and they were trying to get at the speaker, and they looked around for a statute that they shoehorned their conduct into and sent that to Google and said, turn over the information. Historically, Google and YouTube are far more likely to cough up an anonymous animator's real name when there's a criminal case, as opposed to just an internal affairs investigation into some personal issues.
Hmm.
So they were basically using, you know, we need a criminal. We need a criminal case to find out who this is.
I'm surprised that YouTube hasn't pulled the videos down. I mean, they seem to be a pretty obedient group when it comes to government bureaucrats complaining to them.
They may have just gone viral. People have copying them and putting them up.
That's possible.
The one we saw had like 190 views or something.
It seems like it should have more than that.
It would seem like that with this national story. And it's not like, you know, we're catching it today or anything. It's three days old.
Yeah. So what are the police sitting around the station with nothing to do in Renton because there's no crime and they're looking at...
No, this is the highest priority.
You're right about everything but the no crime.
Oh.
Well, there's clearly crime, but this is for them, this has to be a high priority.
But how do they even come across these videos?
They probably are looking for themselves online. Yeah. They probably have a Google search.
Somebody I'm sure sent it to them.
What has someone said bad about me today? My feelings are hurt, and so I am going to go arrest them.
No. And it's very simple how they got a hold of this. It's likely they have a Google search for Renton Police Department. And so what you can do is you can go to Google and you can put in whatever you want to search for. And then it'll ask you, there's a way to, it's been a while since I've done this, but there's a way to get it to remember that search and get it to email you whenever something pops into the top, I think it's the top 20 results on Google that has that search in it. So, you know, people who are particularly vain, like Mark, might search for Mark Edge, and then they would have a Mark Edge update that would be sent to him on a daily basis about wherever it is somebody has mentioned the name Edge. And so the police department may have something like Renton Police Department or Renton Police as a Google search, and they may be getting emailed updates, and this might have just come up on their radar relatively quickly.
Wow.
And so
how do you set this up?
You just go to Google and you search for whatever you want to.
The Edge, you know?
I've got them, for instance, for Free Talk Live and for Free Keen. And so that way when somebody mentions, you know, Free Talk Live in their blog, I know about it. And it can be pretty useful. And for the police department, it was probably what clued them into these things happening.
It's a possibility. Or somebody could
sent it to them.
I think they want is to find out who the rat is amongst them. And if, you know, it seems like a reasonable idea that this person, from the verbiage we've heard here, it makes sense that they might be somebody in the department making fun of the department, doing some sort of public whistleblowing. And you
can't do that. You can beat up and murder someone and keep your job.
But you cannot betray the Brotherhood.
Yeah. That's right. This is the cardinal sin of any police officer to break ranks blue line and to turn around and out his brethren as far as what it is that they've been doing.
I mean, look what happened to Bradley Jardis, a police officer here in New Hampshire, when he just, in his off-duty time, talked about ending the drug war. He was a speaker for LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc, and... The cops in his department, he was passed over for promotions, he was treated terribly, investigated, the cops have put, they put notes on his locker, they teased him, they threatened him, they did all kinds of things. This is what happened.
And they ended up trying to get him completely taken off the squad.
They tried to get him fired. He was, he was exonerated.
People came out and supported him is why. There were probably 50 or 60 people that came out to his termination hearing to support Brad. And he was not terminated, I think, as a result primarily of the public coming out to support him. And it was shortly after that that he decided he could no longer do that job, and he quit the force. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't terminated by them. He eliminated himself from that job because he just couldn't handle it anymore. So they're looking to charge this Mr. Fiddlesticks with at least a misdemeanor count of so-called cyber stalking.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he is an insider, or maybe he's somebody with Anonymous. Maybe Anonymous has broken into...
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Maybe they've broken into the computer system there at the Renton Police Department, gotten the information, some emails, and some internal affairs documents, and then one of their Anonymous guys is just over at extranormal.com, which is what it is, by the way, extranormal.com. You can make your own little cartoon things there. And maybe they're just cranking out these cartoons based on reality. Anyway, the cops are pissed. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babbitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
At 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
We invite you to our website. We've got a webcam. You can go and watch and listen to the show over at cam.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as our chat room is built into the same page. It's all there and free at cam.freetalklive.com.
How big is the debt crisis, really? Prepare to be dumbfounded. Go to learnliberty.org slash FTL and see Anthony Davies' explanation of the magnitude of the U.S. debt. It's a little over a minute long, not very long, but you will be gobstopped. You must see it. While you're there, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link. It's on the right-hand side. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's learnliberty.org/FTL.
We're talking about a situation in Washington State with a town or small city called Renton, population 90,000, and their police department's pretty upset right now because of a series of videos that have been released on YouTube on a channel. Let's see. Yeah, okay, Mark, you're right. The ones that we saw, I don't know if you still have that one pulled up there that we were watching. If you search YouTube for Renton Police, it'll probably come up. But what was the name of that channel that we
when
were
I
looking
at? When I hear Stranger Video.
Yeah, so the original channel was called Mr. Fuddlesticks, apparently.
Not Fiddlesticks, it's Fuddlesticks.
Well, that's according to the Seattle PI.com. Okay. So I don't know if they misspelled it there. But anyway, my point being that I wonder if that channel is even still up, the youtube.com/Mr. Fuddlesticks, because that would be where the originals were placed. Apparently, Google did turn over information about that account to the police department on July 26th, including an IP address. So I guess we'll see where this case goes. Now, just because...
No longer available, it says.
Yeah, okay, so it's been taken down, which figures, because...
The user closed their account.
Interesting. YouTube is usually pretty obedient when it comes to following what the police want. For instance, there was an incident where Pete from LibertyOnTour.com and I went down to the to Massachusetts. Mark, you came down too, but Pete and I went into the bureaucrats' offices with video cameras and asked them a bunch of questions. And then one of those bureaucrats, or at least one of them, complained to YouTube and that they pulled our video because of a so-called terms of service violation. The idea being that, well, we didn't give them consent to record us, and so YouTube, rather than, you know, investigating the situation,
stand up for liberties.
Right, they just go ahead and pull the video.
Right, because, so, I mean, you know, public servants being paid public money, working in a public building on public time, have the right to refuse to be videotaped. I mean, that makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah, so YouTube sucks like that.
Indeed, and, you know, what I think what sucks worse is they got this stalking, cyber stalking.
I've actually got the actual quote here. Do you want the...
Just a second. They got this cyber stalking charge, and they got some judge to sign off on it, and the idea... The judges are there just, you know, dangerous watchdogs keeping our, you know, the law enforcement under control. We've got checks and balances. Absolutely ludicrous. I mean, this an expert here says there's no way this is cyber stalking. You couldn't call this anything. But the judge signed off and YouTube gave up the name because they got a charge. System's broken.
Now, according to the piece over at SeattlePI.com, under state law, a person is guilty of cyberstalking if he or she, with intent to harass, intimidate, torment, or embarrass any other person, makes an electronic communication to such other person or a third party using any lewd, lascivious, indecent, or obscene words, images, or language suggesting the commission of any lewd or lascivious act. So they're going to try to take that definition and apply it to what this guy did by releasing videos publicly critiquing the police department on his YouTube channel.
I just looked up cartoon video about Renton, Washington cops and it, on YouTube, and it took me to all of the cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And there is someone on here who's just posted all 9 of them in the last 2 hours.
Excellent.
So,
going everywhere, viral. And yeah. People are posting and posting and posting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, luckily that's the good thing about what has occurred is when the police or the YouTube or whatever at the request of the police will pull down one video, as long as one person had made a copy of it, that one person could just upload it to their own channel and then encourage their friends to upload it to their channels. And that's what we ended up doing with Pete's video, with him and I going in, down to Massachusetts, as it was posted on at least 6 other channels at that point. So go ahead, keep cutting one down, and then 6 more will pop up, and you'll never stop it. So that's I think that's pretty much the whole story there. Mr. Fiddlesticks has yet to be identified, has yet to be charged with anything, and hopefully I'm hoping we don't hear anything more on this because I hope they don't catch him. But if they do, hopefully we'll be informed.
Well,
if they
have his IP address, what's that mean?
They have an IP address.
Okay.
So they have an IP address of where these videos were uploaded.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean that, like, for instance, I could go to Panera Bread and upload those videos if I wanted to?
They could, right. But what if you uploaded them from your home? Well, then, you know where, would they know where you are?
They would be able
absolutely.
To find
you. Absolutely. You can zero in on anyone's location.
Okay.
Without,
I don't know.
It is, there's someone from the ACLU who has offered to defend this person.
Excellent.
Yeah, so.
Now, they're not going to get charged. What they're trying to do is ferret out the weasel among them. If they do charge them, they may charge them, but I think that the biggest thing they're concerned with is getting the weasel among them.
Wouldn't it be so fun if, like, we got one of those little cartoon faces and stood up and said, I am Mr. Fiddlesticks. No, I am Mr. Fiddlesticks.
You know? Yeah, that would be fun if a bunch of people went into the police department and turned themselves in as Mr. Fiddlesticks.
Yep.
Good stuff. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is our new toll-free number. You are welcome to get on the lines here. In more police-related news out of Los Angeles, the LA Times reporting police are suing themselves. Now, I love it when the government bureaucrats fight with one another. I don't support violence or anything like that, but I do enjoy it when the state consumes itself. And in this case...
It does it at the expense of the taxpayer, though.
Well, yeah, but they've already got the money, so whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll just get more, though.
10 L.A. They will anyway, though, Mark, so regardless of whether this happens or not. 10 Los Angeles motor officers have sued the city, alleging their supervisors retaliated against them for resisting traffic ticket quotas, according to a court filing reviewed on Thursday. They name all of the officers here. The attorneys filed a suit a week ago in L.A. Superior Court. Among their allegations is that LAPD supervisors punished the officers for refusing to follow orders to implement traffic ticket quotas. They also allege that the amount of traffic tickets they produced was the basis for an illegal comparison among fellow West Traffic Bureau motor cops. The punishments included being denied overtime and other unspecified benefits, as well as being given negative performance reviews. The LAPD has not commented on the allegations. Now, ticket quotas are illegal under state law, since they can pressure police to write spurious tickets to meet the goal. The line between setting a quota and pushing officers to increase their productivity is a delicate one for field supervisors, who are often under pressure themselves to generate more citations.
Yeah, don't forget the economy is doing badly. Property values are down. The municipal governments would much rather raise revenue in other areas
ticketing.
Rather than actually cut something.
Well, you may recall there was a story, and I don't remember which department it was, but maybe it was Pennsylvania or New Jersey.
I remember a Pennsylvania quota story not too long ago.
Pennsylvania was the state police that somebody had revealed that they don't have quotas per se, but what they did have was a departmental average. Mm. And so the idea was if you were an officer and your amount of tickets was below the departmental average, then you would be punished. And so, therefore, it wasn't really a quota because there was no firm number, but whatever the average was effectively the quota.
So you're rewarded for punishing, not for protecting,
that's
but
right.
Punishing.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in a ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body, and healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Brand new number. Don't use the old one. That one's not going to work for you. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can just go to m.freetalklive.com. That'll get you quick access to our live streams and podcast. M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know that at some point a new currency will take over. Wouldn't you like to be in the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins, they might be that currency. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value has been trending upward with time. Yesterday, I saw them go from, in 24 hours, something like 980 to 1090. There's more than a 10% increase in Bitcoins yesterday. How'd the stock market do? Find out more. Visit weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins have been trending upward. It's weusecoins.org.
All right.
So, hey, I did great in the market in the last few days. So speak for yourself.
It's because you're bearish. And,
I am.
You believe that.
I am a bear.
The stock market is disastrous.
Going down, down. Yeah.
You have a system for that, and I support that system.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles Times reporting that the Los Angeles Police Department is being sued by their own officers. Now, this is a rare break from the ranks. They are breaking from the thin blue line in this case.
I don't think they are. The thin blue line is really about officers protecting themselves, not going brass and things like that. I mean,
the line's all the line. They're all brotherhood.
So there's a line within the line. Okay, there's always going to be the dispute between sort of the workers and management and that kind of thing. So this is contained within that.
Well, what they're saying is that they've been told they have quotas now, and they're saying that no, we're not going to do this. We don't want to do quotas, and they are. In fact, the claim is that ticket quotas are actually illegal under California state law because of the pressures that it puts on officers to write tickets that they maybe shouldn't be writing. And so in April, a jury awarded a pair of veteran LAPD officers $2 million after determining that LAPD supervisors had retaliated against the officers for complaining about alleged traffic ticket quotas. Howard Chan and David Beinoff, both veteran motorcycle officers, sued the department in 2009, alleging they had been punished with bogus performance reviews, threats of reassignment, and other forms of harassment after objecting to demands from commanding officers that they write a certain number of tickets each day, according to the civil action. Now, let's dig into that just a little bit further here, into the kind of the read between the lines. Look at what they subjected traffic cops to for simply complaining about ticket quotas. They subjected them to threats of reassignment, bogus performance reviews, and other forms of harassment. These guys were being harassed, their careers were being threatened, over making a little bit of a stir about ticket quotas. Now think for a moment about the claim that there are good cops out there. I believe that there are. But remember, the good cops never go after the bad cops. Now why is that? Well, because look at this. Traffic cops are being harassed over opposing quotas. This is like the lightest weight kind of opposition that you can have within the police department. Now, imagine what would happen to an officer who started to out fellow officers for doing things like stealing drugs from people or threatening women, trying to demand sex from them or doing something a little more serious than writing extra traffic tickets. Can you imagine the kind of retaliation that officer might receive? That officer might have a brick thrown through his front window. He may have his dog's head cut off and put on the front family porch. Maybe his children would be threatened. Maybe his family would be threatened. You'd take it to the next level.
He might accidentally be shot. Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, certainly,
accident.
It certainly could happen. Then who would investigate it? But, I think that more likely, certainly cops deal drugs because they have access to them in the evidence chamber. Some do. But not all of them do by any stretch. But I think that if an officer were to say, hey, Jim, don't you think you pushed that guy around a little too much? I mean, did you really have to call him an effing a-hole and do this and do that and give him that kick when you pushed him into the cell? I mean, that's the kind of thing that would, if you'd said that to them, if you went the chain of command, first you talk to Jim, then you talk to Jim's boss, then mm-hmm. you finally at some point or another file a lawsuit against Jim or whatever, you're gonna lose your job.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of thing that I feel like, arrests are used punitively as opposed to trying to, keep society safe, to protect and serve, to, that force is used, punitively rather than just to subdue a subject. That people are cussed at and treated, treated like they're subhuman. I don't think that's the problem. Those are the biggest problems I think that exist out there.
But I think this should give you some. But do you understand the point I'm making? Like, they're taking the fact that these officers were complaining about ticket quotas really seriously and punishing them big time. Imagine the kind of retaliation they would receive on more serious matters. That's why you don't see cops speaking out against other cops. They're scared.
It'd probably be pretty serious.
The case dates back to late 2006, according to the L.A. Times, and command of the traffic division was handed over to Captain Nancy Lohrer. The two officers alleged in their lawsuit that Lohrer and her sergeants and lieutenants made it clear to officers that they were expected to write at least 18 tickets each day.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah, that's a lot of
wow.
tickets. I mean, in a nine-hour shift, that's one ticket every half an hour, right?
Wow!
The number of tickets an officer wrote was recorded on their performance evaluation, according to the suit, and the officer said that supervisors ranked them against other officers based on the number of tickets they wrote and the cars that they impounded, which is also a violation of state law. Attorney Sean Dave Jacobs, who argued the case for the city, tried to persuade jurors the department had simply established broad goals rather than specific quotas, and that supervisors
18
were,
isn't specific.
Right. Supervisors were trying to reduce traffic injuries and fatalities. Hey, we're just looking out for people here. The officers testified they were ordered to scrap regular patrol assignments and sent instead to specific streets where they were more likely to catch motorists committing moving violations. Though not illegal, being sent to those so-called orchards or cherry patches, they said, reinforced the belief that hitting ticket targets trumped other aspects of the job. So, just to recap that.
Oh, my gosh, the revenue-generating stream. Blah.
That's all it was about. These officers are saying...
They've got a term for it. They call them orchards.
Cherry patches. Right. We were sent to the cherry patch rather than being on patrol. Our supervisor said, you go patrol, you need to go to this area rather than actually doing the patrol job. Because a lot of people, you know, they value having the police drive through once in a while. They think that keeps crime down.
I wouldn't disagree with that statement.
But these officers are saying, we're prevented from doing that. We can't do that.
I always buy a house on a dead-end street, which means the cops never drive down it, though. You know, that's generally the rule, is because if you got a cat and he's going to wander around and stuff like that, you don't want him out there in the middle of a busy street, so you get one on a dead-end street, but rarely, if ever, do police go down dead-end streets.
So look at mine. I'm looking at $400 in impound fees, another close to, I think, $600 in ticket fees and fines if I end up having to pay them all. Mm-hmm. So that's $1,000 for what, a couple hours of the cops' time?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, they're revenue generators. I mean, I've talked to many police officers, and most of them will tell you that they understand that they are revenue-generating machines.
I'm going to make them pay for that.
Well, I don't know that they're not going to pay for anything. They're going to,
Well, I don't know. My ex-husband could tell you that I can make just about anyone miserable. I'm going to see what I can do with the state.
A woman scorned.
That's right.
Michelle scorned.
Yeah. So just to clarify, though, we were talking to you about this cherry patch part of the story. That's about a case that's already gone through. Now, this is a new case that has been brought, and it's the same attorney, by the way. Gregory Smith is one of the attorneys representing the 10 officers who had prevailed in court on behalf of the others. So even though they won that other case, they still have quotas. So even though it was made clear that, hey, you guys, this is breaking the law, you're not supposed to be doing this, they're still doing it. See, they just don't care what the law says.
They don't have to.
If you don't believe this...
They have immunity.
Right. If you don't believe this, try holding them accountable to it. And I did this recently where I went in and I showed these bureaucrats the law about how you're supposed to be able in New Hampshire to go into any government office and photograph their public records. Well, the local courthouse is banning all photography and any form of media.
You can't even get cameras through.
Coming in there.
Pictures.
I read the law off to one of those agents and he basically said, yeah, well, I'll do what the judge says, not what the law says. Pretty much is what I was told. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dialing via the brand new toll-free number, it's 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That's the point of Free Talk Live. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL, some breaking news here that apparently S&P has downgraded the U.S. from AAA to A+. I just got this in from one of my producers.
And that means?
That basically the U.S.'s credit is not as good as it was a couple of days ago.
Got it.
According to the world. And that the borrowing rates will be higher. Now, remember, a few days before this, the threat was, if we don't get this debt ceiling under control, we're going to have our credit downrated, and then you're going to have the American people being charged more, millions, billions, trillions, zillions more for if we don't get this credit, this deal done through. So the politicians, the Republicans rolled over and, made this deal with the devil and raised the debt ceiling. All for what? Nothing. A couple of days later, they raised the credit rating.
Hmm.
And who told you so? Jason Osborne from SACL CAI told you so, or at least told me so.
Did he?
In fact, he did. So if you want to find out more about SACL CAI, you can go to freetalklive.com. See their banners, top one on the right-hand side of the page.
It sure is. And SACL CAI has been involved with supporting the show for a long time. So kudos out to Jason.
Also, Osborne's like an ex-econ professor.
He knows his stuff, yeah. 855-450-FREE is the number here. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. So, shocking revelations out of Los Angeles. Oh, my gosh, can you believe it? The police actually have ticket quotas. And they've been caught at this kind of shenanigans before. And, of course, nothing has been changed in regards to how they're behaving. They're still using quotas. Officers are now suing the department over this. And, of course, if the officers win, I guess that means they're going to get money? Or maybe they're trying to sue for them to change how the department operates. But either way, man, there's some serious problems out there. And nothing's going to really be fixed from the inside. I'm so pessimistic about this.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I like the idea of the cops suing the department for change. For one thing, they're placed under the guise of, I'm just doing my job, in harm's way by being such douchebags and not at best, and then harmful and abusive, you know, at worst. Hmm. And so if they're being that way because it's the department policy, well, then they need to be the ones to get the department policy changed, I would think.
Well, I hope that they have success. It's just that it's hard to be positive about changes from the inside of the system like this. I'm pessimistic.
The whole quota thing kind of interests me because, well, you do want people to be productive, right? And doesn't the city really hire cops to make money? I mean, isn't that the reason that they hire them?
They would never admit that publicly.
Indeed, but there is a line item for fines and violations. They make money doing it, and I'll tell you, I've heard frank discussions among town bosses where they say, well, you know, should we have a police department? Should we not have a police department? It'd raise money. We'd get money from people going through town. Basically, it's a tax on furriners.
On what?
Furriners.
1-855-450-FREE. Maybe you've been involved with the police department before and you've seen some things, what they're like on the inside. You want to share your experiences. You're certainly welcome to do so. Things aren't really going to significantly change until we can change how this system is funded. And until the police get to a point where they can't count on the money coming in because of taxes, then they're never really going to have the incentive to shape up. And they're never really going to have the incentive to provide service to people, to really be focused on serving their customers, which is what they're absolutely not focused on that now. They're focused on victimizing people. They're clearly acting like our masters and not servants.
Can you imagine the goodwill that Joel Schuster, who had ticketed me with my first vehicle registration non-compliance, you know, thing back a couple months ago, he's the one that had my boat and truck again towed yesterday from my house this time. Not from the lake, but from where the police had left it a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago when it was.
So the police towed your boat and your truck back to your house. They left it on the side of the road, and then had them stolen again by a different police department because of some neighbor that complained about it, allegedly?
Actually, the neighbor didn't complain. I called to see what the statute was because I wanted to be in compliance, you know, and I knew that, and I also, I thought, well, you know, normally if neighbors would complain, if they were to come to my home and knock on my door, I'd invite them in for a drink or for coffee and say, you know, this is where I'm at and this is why I'm not moving it in the hopes of persuading them, you know, that I have a good position and everything as far as the police go and that I'm making a point. But, before they had heard about it, their complaint from my landlord. So before they actually had a chance to call the police, I called down to Dublin PD myself and asked what the ordinance was and was told that traffic needed to be able to go back and forth in opposite directions. And as long as I was not impeding that I was fine. But then he told me to move it anyway.
Because I said so.
Yeah. And I just, you know, rejected that. So.
So wait, I thought his original claim was that there was a complaint from a neighbor. You're saying that was BS?
No, he said my landlord had said a neighbor had complained, and she called me. So I took the initiative and called to find out what the ordinance was because there was nothing online. There was nothing with Cheshire County because it's a town
thing.
So
the neighbor complained to the landlord, not to the police.
Correct.
Brought the police? How did the police get involved?
I called because I couldn't find out what the law was. I had been told by my landlord that I was, in fact, breaking a law, and I looked up online and found that that is a town ordinance, not.
So you actually, so it was a result of you calling the police that the police
came
out?
Yeah, I initiated and called Joel and said, you know, I want to be in compliance.
So
and,
had you
know,
not called the police, nothing would have happened.
Assuming that the neighbor didn't, in fact, mm-hmm. follow through and call. But we had this dialogue going. You know, there are two cops in my town.
Yeah.
Like, we had this dialogue going, and he could have, he knows I'm a single mom, he knows my hands are full with, you know, what, you know, life or whatever. He could have come out and left a note on the car, on the truck. He could have left a note on my door and said, hey, you know, actually, I know that you left me a message saying you're in compliance, but actually you're not because da-da-da. Do you need help moving this? I know that you're not supposed to be driving it because it's not registered. Can I come out and give you a hand?
You're saying he just came and had them towed without even consulting you.
Right.
Out of curiosity, why didn't you move the vehicles into your driveway?
Well, because I'm not supposed to drive them, right?
I don't know. Who
well, he told you to, right?
Could they prove it to you?
He did tell me to.
Right.
So I actually wanted my neighbor, whoever was complaining, to have a chance to come over and address me personally. And I thought that...
You didn't know who it was.
I didn't know who it was. Correct. I did not. So I was thinking I'm in compliance with the ordinance. So I'm thinking that if the neighbor calls the cops, then Officer Schuster is going to say... Oh, actually, she's in compliance, so your complaint is, you know, one of aesthetics or something. Really, she's not breaking any laws, but you might want to go talk to her. I was kind of hoping for that sort of dialogue because I think that's neighborly. I think it's really important to be a good neighbor. Now, I'm not impeding anyone's travel. I'm not impeding anyone's view. I live in the country. Totally in the sticks, as Ian likes to say. So I thought that it would be an opportunity for me to explain to my neighbor what my position is on unregistered vehicles, why I didn't ended up there in the first place.
Were you just hoping that they would come approach you? How would
yes, definitely.
Okay.
Sure, that's what neighbors
are
supposed
to do. And you didn't expect that the cops were just going to come along, check up on it, and then call the tow truck?
Right. No, I thought that, I mean, he had my home phone number, he had my cell phone number.
And how did you figure out? Did you call the police department after they were gone and say, hey, my truck's gone? What happened?
My son was at home. Faisal was home.
Oh, so he saw it happen?
Yeah. And
did he go out and talk to him?
He went out and talked to him.
Did he grab a video camera?
I know. Sad, huh? No, he didn't. He said that he was just scared and he wasn't sure how to handle it and whatever. So I asked. They didn't give him a receipt of any kind or a ticket of any kind, which I think will actually work in my favor. But,
so you're going to attempt to take the police department to small claims court.
Yeah.
This. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you will continue to inform us as to what transpires.
Yeah. And so, I mean, but what I was addressing is the fact that they're not there to be helpful and serve and protect in any way, but rather to.
And you would think
penalize
that even
and punish.
You would think that even in a smaller town, they'd be more likely to be a little bit more helpful and a little more service oriented. But no, they're just acting like little tyrants, just like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether you're in the small town or you're in the big city.
He did tell Faisal he was sorry that he was doing it.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I'm really sorry to be doing this.
I just have to do it. I have to follow the law. That's not true. They can use discretion. They can ignore whatever laws they want to, any old time they want to. So don't believe that one if they ever tell it to you. Hour 3 is on the way. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts at 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.